Part 15, Chapter 2. Johnny had been in a coma for 3 days. They had brought him to the ancient underground military base in the Rocky Mountains, where salt filters could be dropped into place at once if a counterattack materialized from the planet Cyclo. The hospital complex was very extensive. It was all white tile, hardly any of it cracked. The Russians had cleaned it all up, and the parson had buried the crumbling dead. 15 of the wounded Scots were there, including Thor and Glencannon. They were in a separate series of rooms from Johnny's, but one could hear them now and then, especially when the pipe major gave them an afternoon concert. Dr. Allen and Dr. McKendrick had already discharged 5 of them as reasonably well, and certainly too restless and impatient to keep idle when so many things were going on elsewhere. Chrissy had been in constant attendance at Johnny's bedside, and she rose when Dr. McKendrick and Angus McTavish came in. They seemed angry with one another, and Chrissy hoped they would go soon. McKendrick put a hand on Johnny's forehead and stood there for a moment, looking at the ashen pallor. Then he turned to Angus with an expressive hand that seemed to say, "See?" Johnny's breathing was shallow. 3 days before, Johnny had awakened and whispered to her to send for somebody. There was always a Scot guard at the door, his assault rifle blocking out would-be visitors, of which there were too many. Chrissy had brought him in and watched worriedly while Johnny whispered a long message to Robert the Fox. And the guard got it on a picto-recorder mic held close to Johnny's lips. The message had been to the effect that if another gas drone appeared in the sky, they could probably stop it by landing 30 recon drones on it with magnetic skids and racing their engines on reverse coordinates so the gas drone's motors would burn out. Chrissy didn't understand the message, but she did understand that it was too tiring to Johnny. He had relapsed back into a coma, and when the guard came back to say Sir Robert sent his thanks and would do that, Chrissy was quite cross with him.